The airstrike occurred Sunday in the eastern province of Paktika, not far from the Pakistan border. U.S. officials say the target, including a mosque and religious school or madrasa, was a confirmed al-Qaeda safe house. Coalition spokesman Major Chris Belcher says there was absolutely no indication that there were children inside the compound when they ordered the attack, and that local witnesses confirmed al-Qaeda fighters had been present.
Coalition forces confirmed the presence of nefarious activity occurring at the site before getting approval to conduct an airstrike on the location.
Local Afghan officials immediately condemned the attack and are calling for an investigation. The incident comes as the rising number of civilian casualties in Afghanistan is provoking a major anti-government backlash. Protesters, many chanting death to America, are now a common sight in major cities and towns across the country. NATO officials say Taliban militants killed almost 700 civilians last year, causing the overwhelming majority of civilian deaths. But security experts say that public attention remains fixated on U.S. and NATO forces, and by extension, Afghanistan's U.S.-backed president, Hamid Karzai. Noreen McDonald is the Afghan-based president of the Senlis Council, which researches Afghan development and security issues. She says every time a civilian dies, popular support for President Karzai plummets.
If we're here to support the Karzai government, we should not be alienating his political base. You know, if we don't care about it from a humanitarian, a pure human point of view, the suffering of these people, we should care from the point of view of the politics of keeping Karzai in power and stabilizing his political base.
McDonald says the number of civilian deaths caused by coalition forces increased significantly when the hunt for Taliban insurgents in southern Afghanistan intensified.
NATO's doing a great job, but they have insufficient forces there to actually win the battles on the ground in the villages without air support. Well, it's very difficult to avoid civilian casualties when you're bombing a village.
There are currently around 50,000 foreign troops in Afghanistan. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.